Well, what is it? What are you... Freaky kitty business. Okay, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the very Dubious Goals Committee. And I guess we're not doing banky business at the same time here, as we often do. But some other people in this room who are very furry... who have furry butts are looking out the window. Actually, 2 minutes I came into this room, the cat was hiding behind the door and she decided to go flying out and running upstairs and brum. And she came back in here and I thought we were going to do some kitty business, but no. So yeah, that's not happening right now. That's okay. Because I've got this big cup of tea. Oh yes, it is so good. Ooh, hot, hot, hot. So delicious. So I do love to drink tea. And not only do I like to drink tea, I like to watch football. It is Saturday. And although I do not have any Premier League games to watch today, I do have Bundesliga. I just got done watching the Freiburg game. And I'm checking the schedule. When's the next game start? It starts in 30 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I gotta watch Werder Bremen, and I think that's it for football today. Got some Formula E racing later, but I get the feeling we're gonna miss that. So when does it come on later? When are they gonna replay it? Oh, okay, tonight at 8 o'clock. Cool. And now that I'm checking the old schedule, I do need to check to see. I'm kind of thinking I don't have motorcycle racing tonight. Do I have motorcycle racing tonight or not? There's some rugby on right now, just starting to finish up. And we got a lot of NASCAR today. There we go. There's my motorcycle racing. On at a weird time. From 7:30 until 10:30. Okay, that's cool. And then I've got some biathlon at midnight. Yay! So it's going to be kind of sportsy today for various reasons. Sports. So that'll be good. Oh, so what am I doing? I don't know. I'm just enjoying the cold. I'm enjoying the cold. Although it's not really all that cold. It's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside. That's about... I'd have to check, but I'd say it's about 56 degrees in here. In my house. I'm enjoying this tea. I can't begin to tell you how much I love this tea. Oh, so what have I been doing? Oh, nothing. I had sort of a messed up night. Didn't exactly sleep through the night. Yeah. I didn't even sleep for an hour at any given time. Well, no, that's not true. I actually slept for, I was asleep by 4:30, and I woke up around a little bit after 7:30, so I guess I slept for 3 hours straight. And then, I woke up every hour after that, or even less time expiring. So now I'm kind of like, couldn't really go back to sleep. So, yeah.
It's going to be one of those days.
Am I going to have a nap in the afternoon? I don't think I will have the opportunity to do so. I don't know what's going on. I got to do a bunch of stuff, but I don't know when I'm going to be able to do anything. Am I going to be able to drink enough tea today? That's my biggest concern. I realize that sounds pretty strange, but sometimes it's all about the tea. So I got to get lots of it in me right now. Yeah. But the good news is I do get to go out to eat today. So that'll be good. I got to go over to my parents' house at 1 p.m. Then we're going to meet some people at a barbecue restaurant. A barbecue restaurant that I have never been to. So that's a thing. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tob, that must be good news because we all know how much you love to go to new places and try new things and do weird stuff. And yeah, that is true, except when it comes to barbecue. I am kind of a barbecue purist, and I don't know what kind of barbecue place this is. You know, basically, I need to know, is this the type of place that's basically just ketchup plus molasses plus liquid smoke? Is it that kind of barbecue? What kind of barbecue are we talking about? I have no information. I'm wondering, is this a ribs place, which... where I'm from doesn't count as barbecue. It sort of does, it sort of doesn't. It's hard to explain. We're not going into it right now. So, yeah. I got a couple of hours before I need to be anywhere. That'll be fun. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Well, I am and I'm not. I'm excited because I get to hang out with some people that I haven't hung out in a while, but... Yeah, you know, it's just, Everything is a task. Also, last night, I realized... that I forgot to take out the trash on Wednesday evening. Oh, no wonder there's a couple of extra bags of trash in my kitchen right now. It's like, how did I manage to forget that? Was the weather bad? Was the weather doing weird stuff? I don't know. Whoever knows? There's no way to know. It's just always got to be a mystery. Got to have some mystery in our lives. Oh, okay. Here's another weird thing that's a holdover from last night. Last night at about, I don't know, midnight? Was it a little bit before that? I don't know. Last night, kind of late, I started thinking that I could smell something burning or something that was burnt. Every once in a while, I would just get this faint scent of something that I can't... I don't smell it now. Something that I couldn't quite put my finger on, but something that had sort of a burnt carbon sort of smell. I don't know how to describe it. Sort of like smoke, but not. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, did you have a stroke? I don't think I had a stroke. How does my speech pattern sound? Do I sound normal? I don't see any other signs of stroke, but... What am I smelling? It's kind of like the smell of, you know how when you cook a frozen pizza and cheese drips onto some heating element, you get that burnt cheese? It's almost that, but not quite. Kind of like the smell of a toaster, burnt bread. So yeah, this has really been bothering. I just smelled it again just a second ago. Is it charcoal? Am I smelling? I don't know. Maybe it is in fact just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, just my imagination. Yeah, no, we're not gonna get into any of that right now. No, we are not. So, anywho. What are we gonna do today? I have no idea. I honestly thought about getting in the bathtub, but I think I'm gonna wait for about another 20 minutes. And then, yeah, so what have I got? I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this is after, you know, spending the last couple of weeks trying to have good shows on Saturdays, because that seems when most people tune in to the Dubious Goals Committee. So I've been thinking, yeah, I gotta do some good shows, especially on Saturdays when everybody else is listening. So yeah, here we are. It's Saturday, and I've got nothing for you. Yeah, pretty proud of that too. So the big question becomes, what are we going to do? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you could play some music. You're right, let's play some music. What have we got to listen to here? Oh yeah, I wanted to hear this last night. Here's some Alice Coltrane. I'm getting too dehydrated to even talk. This is not good. And I gotta go all day the rest of the day without drinking tea. This is a really, really bad idea and potentially dangerous situation. Oh my God, is this music ever gonna start? Can't do it. I don't have it in me. I need to listen to something different. I'm not doing so great. Why am I even doing this show right now? Can we find some better music? Yeah, here's one for you. Bet you didn't see this one coming. you gotta be kidding me. God damn it. Okay, so I guess we're not listening to any Kodo. Everything just locked up. It's really getting difficult for me to give a crap, and we're not even halfway through the show yet. So I don't know what to tell you at this point. If we can't listen to music, what are we gonna do? What? Gotta end this show as soon as possible. 15 goddamn more minutes. I do not feel good. Waiting for Bundesliga.
Essence of the man, unflappable, analytical, straightforward. Every game this season has been very tight. His team's response against Leipzig.
Die! Yeah. Mahmoud Dahoud plays for Dortmund now. Everybody knows that. Goddamn, we still got 10 minutes until my Bundesliga game starts. Maybe we should see what's on the cow channel. Let's flip over to cows, which is channel 152. Go. And looks like we got some rodeo. Gregory Potter is riding a bull named Dillinger. This is going to be a fun little ride.
You roll into the national finals where they're going to pay out $500,000 in your event over a 10-day stretch. Right now, number three in the world.
Ride a giant cow, win him $500,000. He's got a cool black cowboy hat on.
Right now, number three in the world.
He's getting ready. They're about to bust him out of the gate here. A matter of seconds.
Great chance to make a move right here, but again, he's 8 seconds away from it. We'll let the move come from the judges. He needs to get to the whistle. I don't care what happens.
Dillinger, he's got to ride it out. He's got to last all 8 seconds to have a chance at the big dollars. Go, go, Cowboy Greg. There they go.
Make rides, and he will try to get it done. There's no quitting this guy. Look at here. He's moving. He's trying. He's moving, and he gets his hand jerked out. Now, if you're a judge and you see them get their hand jerked out of the rope
hits
and lose contact, you stop your watch. That's when the ride quits, and I don't think he's going to get there. Boy, what a great effort for Gregory Potter, though. That bull is
good
so
job, Greg.
He was the Australian champion back in 1996, motivated by guys like Troy Dunn to come to the United States and try your luck. Had a great regular season.
Boy, good move, but you see him get a little out of time with this bull, and all the pressure comes on the hand, so Potter comes down. No score.
Dope, poor guy. We're riding giant cows, because that sounds like a good idea. So, being as I played that snippet for review purposes, I will now review the National Finals Rodeo. It's the white-hatted team against the black-hatted team. The white-hatted team is winning. I find this sport to be unusual. I do not understand the motivation. Well, I guess I understand the motivation. The motivation is money. But this seems like a strange way to earn money. I mean, let's strap your ass to the back of a one-ton animal. An animal that weighs more than 2,000 pounds. A 1,000-kilogram animal. Okay, look at that damn thing. Look at that. Well, I guess you can't see it because this is, in fact, radio. That is a goddamn big cow, and that thing weighs at least 2,500 pounds. Look at that goddamn thing. Okay, so I have an idea. Why don't you get on the back of it? I'll piss it off, and we'll see what happens to you. And if you can stay on for 8 seconds, you have a chance at winning some money. Yeah. Cowboys. Hey, you gotta wonder what they're thinking sometimes. Well, you gotta wonder what they're thinking most of the time, but I saw something weird. It's been a while. A month or two ago, I saw some stupid thing about these And that's some stupid thing on YouTube where this couple, are they really a couple? Because regardless, there's this English couple, and they apparently live in the city, and they are not very well cultured, unfamiliar with the ways of the world. And they said something stupid like, are cowboys real? Is there really such thing as cowboys? Yes, cowboys are a real thing. I'm from Nebraska. You do not have to go very far in Nebraska to find some cowboys. And being a cowboy is a very rough and brutal job. I don't know how anybody does this. But yeah, cowboys are real. They do exist. These are some hard people. Let me put it to you this way. This is what they do for fun. Okay, it's the middle of winter, right? So that's brutal enough. But, oh, we don't quite have enough work to do. Let's just play around for a while. Okay, what do you want to do? Let's ride these giant bulls that are so pissed off that they want to kill us. Yeah, that'll be a fun thing to do. God. Being a cowboy is, especially if you're a competitive cowboy, when you do rodeos, when you compete in rodeos, it's guaranteed that you are going to get hurt. It's not a matter of you might get hurt, if you get hurt. It's not like football. Oh, you might get hurt. Being a competitive cowboy, you will get hurt. It is a given going into it. There's not one of those things like football where maybe it won't happen to me. Yeah, maybe it won't. But when you're a cowboy, yes, you are going to break a collarbone. And that's usually the first injury that a cowboy picks up. And they pick them up in high school because, yes, there is high school rodeo. Okay, remember all the cool kids in your school who were on the sports teams that you hated so much? Because the guys were on the football team and they got all the cute girls who were in the volleyball team or whatever. Yeah, no. Here in Nebraska, you gotta get out a little bit further west than where I'm located. But yeah, high school rodeo. Rodeo team versus rodeo team. And somehow, you know, we think this is a good idea. Welcome to Nebraska. Yes, we do have football. And I know where you're from. Everybody who plays football is real tough, right? Well, here in Nebraska, football's for the wimpy kids who can't play rodeo. Okay? You see what I'm saying here? The brutal truth comes out. My God, my shoulder is messed up. I just realized as he reaches for his tea. Not my bad shoulder, which is actually maybe feeling a little bit better. But my other shoulder is messed up. Mmm. I love tea. Getting kind of low. Is that tea going to last me the rest? Wait, there's that smell again. Is it the tea? No, it's not the tea. Oh, and hey, if you were wondering if Garth Brooks is still alive, yeah, apparently he is. He's playing this rodeo right now. Garth Brooks. Whatever happened to that guy? Nothing. He's playing rodeos. And I realize that sounds kind of corny, but playing a rodeo is actually not a bad gig. Money-wise, you always get a lot of people there. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how often do you go to the rodeo? Well, I got to admit, it's been a while since I've been to one. How long has it been now? Oh, 10 years maybe now. But there's a really, really good one pretty close by. I'm about an hour away from the town of Sidney, Iowa. Sidney, Iowa has a... Sidney, Iowa is a tiny, tiny town that, I don't know, probably wouldn't register for most people in this world, but they do have a very big rodeo, and it's one of those rodeos that's on the national circuit. So if you're, you know, in the rodeo business, you know about this rodeo. And you know about Sydney, Iowa. Sydney, Iowa is kind of a trip. There's not much to it. It's a pretty small place, but it's really nice. It's cool. It's up in the Luss. It's in the Luss Hills. So you're like, yeah, sweet. I'm in the Luss. Oh, and I feel sorry for all you people, because most of the people who are listening to my voice right now will never, ever visit Luss Hills, because they only exist in two places in the world. This funny little strip along the Missouri River here over in Iowa, and a place in China. And the Luss is awesome. I'm not even going to bother to explain it. But Sydney, Iowa is in the Luss. And their rodeo is pretty cool. It's big. It lasts a week. You know, it lasts like six or seven days. 8 days? I don't remember. 7 days? 6 days? I think it's 6 days. And they have all these crazy events. They have all kinds of stuff. And people come to this from miles around. And it's full of cute little cowgirls. And they all have their baby doll t-shirts on that say, Cowgirl Up. Which has become a personal mantra of mine. Anyway, down at the Sydney Rodeo, that was the last one I went to. Who played? Was it the... No, it wasn't the Jailbreakers. It was, was it the Fishheads? No, it was... I can't remember. It wasn't High Heel. Yeah, but any, you know, it was somebody I knew. I swear to God, it was RJ and what's-his-name. I don't remember. But yeah, once all the events finish up, you know, then they have a concert every night. You know, so they move all the barrels and get the cows out of the way, and everybody stands in the corral while a band plays on stage. And it, last time I was there, it was a really good band. It starts, they start up at about, you know, 10:30 or 11:30, whenever anything gets over, and they start to jam. Go for a couple of hours. Rodeos are kind of fun. It's kind of like a county fair. So you got, you know, concessions and you can get your funnel cake on. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, it hurts. Now I want a funnel cake. And of course, like I said, you got all those cowgirl cuties running around in their cute little pink cowgirl hats with the little feathers clipped to the side. Oh, I'm not going to talk about rodeos anymore. I got to get out of here. My name is Tobe. You have been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, blah, 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 every day, 1930. Oh, my God. I've got a long day ahead of me. I got to get out of here. Now let's listen to some MJT.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.